It'll be a blast, I'm sure. All right, I've kept this young man waiting for so long, and I feel so guilty about it. I didn't know that Shep from the Three Stooges was going to be calling in, but I got to get to someone even more important than that. He's been waiting a very long time, and I can't wait to talk to him. It's everybody's favorite person in the whole entire world. It's Jacob Two Times, everybody.
Woo!
Hey, Will. How are you doing, Will?
Jacob, I can't. I got to tell you, I don't think I could be doing any better now. How are you?
I am doing so much better, Will. Can you believe it, Will? I started listening to you on the overnights with Anna, Will. Can you believe that? That's when I started listening to you.
I can believe it. Yeah, that was good times. I used to come to the station, Jacob, so I would go to my day job, and I would get off, you know, normal time around 5 p.m., and I would sit there and basically wait to come in at midnight to do 1 hour of radio with that woman who shall not be named here tonight. 1 hour. I can't believe I used to do that. And I was so excited.
I'm sorry about that, Will. I didn't mean that.
No.
I didn't mean that in a mean way.
No, I know. No, you know? I know you didn't. I'm just telling the story about how excited I used to be to do that 1 hour of radio, you know, and now I get to do, you know, the Johnny B show for 3 hours. And it just feels, you know, it's different. It's so much longer. And I used to just be so excited to come in for that 1 hour, you know, and I would just sit there and wait. And I couldn't wait to come to the station to do that 1 hour. You know what I mean?
Yes, and Will, guess what, Will? Listen, Will. I want to be featured on the Johnny B Show clip of the day tonight. Do you think you guys can do that for me?
I think we could possibly make that happen for you. Now, you subscribe to the podcast, I hope.
Yes. I do get it on my Echo. I get it on Apple Podcasts. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So all I have to do is tell it to play the Johnny B Show clip of the day from Apple Podcasts, and she does it for me. So
good. Now, do you subscribe to HMB Radio by any chance on Apple Podcasts?
I don't know what that is, Will.
You don't know what that is? I promote it every night. That's my podcast that I have with that person that you mentioned, Anna. She's dead now, unfortunately, but we do a podcast together, and it airs weekly on Sundays at midnight, and you can get it on Apple Podcasts. And I'm pretty sure if you can get the Johnny B Show, you should be able to just yell at Alexa and tell it to play HMB Radio.
HMB Radio?
That's it. That's it. Hotel Mike Bravo, HMB Radio, all one word, HMBRadio.com as well.
Hey, Will, guess what, Will? Listen, Will, you are doing an excellent show, and guess what, Will? I would give you your own show, Will, if I had the chance, you know?
Oh, that's fantastic. That's terrific. Thank you, Jacob. That's very kind coming from
you. I love you very much, Will. You are the best.
I love you, Jacob. I feel like it took me a long time to warm up to you. I felt like you know, everybody else gets so much more attention from you. Obviously, you know, you're a Drew Garabo and John, Promo John, as you like to refer to him, guy. But even Johnny, you love Johnny, Kelly, the dead girl that doesn't work here anymore. And I always felt like I was kind of, you know, chopped liver whenever you would call in. But I'm glad that we're buds now.
Well, just as long as you guys can give me my Wednesday nights to talk to Kelly, you know, I'm good, you know, because that's my one night and because that's my one night a week that I do get a chance to talk to Kelly, and I never get to talk to her. So.
Yes, I understand. We wish we could have Kelly every night. She's such a joy, and she has different opinions, obviously.
She is a sweetheart, isn't she?
She is, but she's fierce, too. You know, she won't, she'll fight with me. I'm sure you hear those fights that we've had, a few of them.
Oh, man. Well, don't make me get on the air and don't make me get on the air with Kelly this Wednesday and joke with you, Will. Don't make me do it.
Well, I would encourage that. That sounds like a good time. Yeah, as long as you just don't gang up on me and pick on me too much, you know?
I can't promise you that now, Will, you know? Because, you know, I can't promise you that now, Will, you know? Because, you know, Will, I always like to pick on people, Will, but I do it in a good way. You know, I never do it in a bad way.
Yes, always good-natured, certainly, no doubt about it.
Yes?
I was just going to ask you, I'm very curious about what you had for lunch today.
I had a I had a
wait. Can I guess? Can I guess?
Sandwich today.
Oh crap!
Yeah.
All right. What kind? Wait. What kind of sandwich?
It was a special sandwich. Oh, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. So I could still guess then. It's still open, but I know it's of the sandwich variety. It is, Jacob. You know, Friday nights. It's freestyle feel good foodie Friday. So this is actually content that could be used on the show. That's relevant to the show since it is foodie involved. Now you had a special sandwich. Now, is it any sort of special sandwich day? That's what I'm kind of thinking. Did you get inspired because it's a certain day to have this sandwich?
Well, because my dad just went and picked up this meat at the grocery store.
Oh, I see. I'm going to say you had a peppered turkey sandwich.
You're so right on the turkey. It was a turkey and cheese sandwich.
Oh, nice. Yay, baby. What kind of cheese?
It was probably American cheese, and I had the same thing for dinner, too, Will.
Oh, so. Doubling up. I like that. Yeah. That's what's up. Did you have any chips on the side?
Yes. Well, I had corn chips.
Oh, corn chips. A nice Frito or Dorito? What are we talking?
Well, sometimes I'll have Fritos. Sometimes I'll have Cheetos on the side, you know? But that's with my lunch.
Right. You switch it up for dinner. You don't want the same exact thing all the time.
But sometimes I'll have, like the other night I had tuna fish, and cooked French fries.
Oh, yum. What kind of fries?
They were cooked French fries. My dad said he's got a bag of them.
Oh, okay, just generic ones. Because I know that in the stores now, I got very excited. They have fast food fries that you can buy. And I own an air fryer, and I did buy some Checkers fries. And they were about, I would say, 80% as good as what you would get at the Checkers drive-thru. And they're not, you know, fried. That's a terrific French fry from Checkers there. But it was pretty close to being like the real deal fry that you would get from the drive-thru.
Yep. Okay. So, Will, listen. Well, what's the name of your podcast that I can get on the Echo? Is it called HMB Radio?
Yes, sir. That's it. It's all one word. You should be able to just say it and get it. I'm actually curious if you can do that because I should know that, but I don't know. But if you can get Johnny B's on Apple Podcasts, you should be able to get mine. And you'll hear, you know, Anna on it too.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
Jacob.
Okay. Hey, Will, guess what, Will? Listen, Will.
Yes, sir.
I was born with cerebral palsy, Will. Can you believe that? I have cerebral palsy on my left side, Will.
Oh, my
goodness.
Can
you believe that?
I didn't know that. That's terrible. I'm so sorry.
But I can see by hearing and stuff like that, and I can see by feeling people and touching people and stuff like that, so... And stuff like that, Will, when I call you, Will, it makes me feel like I'm right there with you, Will, sitting right next to you, you know? I don't even have to be in the studio. All I have to do is just call in here and talk to you or Kelly. It makes me feel like I'm sitting right next to you guys, you know?
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad to know that. And it's tough in these COVID times. You know, we're not able to have people in studio. So at least there is some sort of semblance there. You're right next to us in spirit, certainly, Jacob. It was great to talk to you, man.
I love you so much, Will. Hey, Will, guess what, Will? Like I said, Will, can you make this be the featured clip of the day for me so I can... So I can get it on there. Make it be the second hour, okay?
Okay.
Make it be the latest episode.
All right, I can do that for you. I'll tell you what, I'll even put it up next commercial break. We have this new, nobody told me that we have this new fancy software that we're able to just, you know, put the clip in right from the internet. So I'll do that for you, and it'll be up before the end of the show. I'll promise you that.
Okay. And Will, guess what, Will? I'm sorry if Johnny B had a tough night the other night, you know, because I was listening to it on the podcast the other night.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I could tell that he was having a rough night, Will. So tell me, Will, what happened, Will? Can you tell me what happened?
I can. He just, you know, it was raining. He was driving from Valrico. And I told him that we have this little side entrance door that's kind of a secret little passage But unfortunately, we're not able to get in that way. We're only able to leave through that way. So you have to still go in the front like normal. He didn't know that. He got caught in the rain. He was stuck in traffic. It was just a perfect storm for him. And then he had to, oh, and then the elevator didn't work. So then he had to get his fat butt up the stairs, run in here, and he had literally 14 seconds before the red light came on the microphone. It was time to go. He was a little out of breath, a little annoyed, but he plowed through it. He did fine.
Well, if I can call him on Monday and let him know that if I can do anything to help him get through that tough time, I would. You know, if I could call in like right away to help him out, then I would, you know.
Oh, sure.
If
yeah.
I could stay up.
He would like that. He likes to hear from you. Yeah.
If I, and by the way, Will, you and Johnny B did a good job filling in for Roger and JP the other day, you know?
Oh, thank you.
I was listening to you filling in for Roger and JP, you know, and I wish I could call into that show and talk to you, Will, on that show, you know, but unfortunately I couldn't, you know?
Yeah.
And I never talked to Mike Olivero and Denise. Are they nice people or what?
They are. I've met Denise a few times. She's a lovely woman. And Mike Olivero is one of my heroes. Great man. Yeah.
And Denise is a sweetheart. And Denise is a sweetheart. And they take phone calls, right?
That's correct. They do. They'll be on this Saturday, 2 o'clock, Spencer?
Yes.
2 o'clock they'll be on. So I'm sure Mike Olivero would love to hear from you.
And tell me, does Spencer answer the phones for their show, or does he answer the phones for Drew Garabo Life and the Cat Named Mo show? Because I never talked to Mike Olivero before, you know, never did, you know?
Yeah, I think Spencer's kind of a utility player. He kind of goes wherever he's needed, you know? He's on kind of all the shows, so you never know. You might get Spencer. Who knows?
I never know. Well, Will, guess what, Will? Listen, Will, if you guys, tell me, Will, if I could be on every episode of the Johnny B Show clip of the day, I would, you know, if I could, I would.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Sounds fantastic.
I might just do that sometime, you know, who knows. I might just call you guys for like a whole week so I can be on the whole week, you know?
Well, all right. We'll push it in. You'll be an unofficial co-host by then. Yeah, that sounds great, man.
I sure would love that. By the way, Will, listen, you know Brittany, right?
I do, yeah. Last time I heard, she said she did not know me, though, which hurt my feelings.
Well, listen, Will. I've listened to Brittany ever since the Hot 101.5 days, you know? So sometimes I'll, like, call her morning show up in Fort Myers and talk to her sometimes.
Yeah.
And, Will, Brittany is a sweetheart, you know?
She is. I've met her a few times. That's why I was surprised when you said that she didn't know who I was. It hurt me deeply.
Mm-hmm. Well, Will, listen. I never would say that to her, never. You won't call
and cuss her out for me and yell at her?
Never.
All right.
I would never do that to my sweet Brittany. By the way, guess what? Brian does the buzzer on the Freak Show. Can you believe that?
Oh,
you might
gosh.
Just get the buzzer.
Uh-oh, yeah, I don't want to get that. Well, hey, Jacob, I gotta go to break here pretty soon. I have a few people on hold. I want to talk to them as well. But it was great to hear from you, buddy. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Don't forget to put my clip in there, okay, so I can find it as the latest episode.
Before the end of the show, you got it. You have my word.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take it easy, man. See you later.
I got him off.
I always do that. I'm sorry, Jacob. I love you too, Jacob. Thank you for calling. It's always a joy.
Jacob runs a tight ship. He keeps...
He does.